air is full of twists and tangles, and the fruit that you bear is of a fallen angel. By day we work it all out, by night it's tangled again. Is this a punishment or just the way that love is?
Listening to Our Comedy Electric, WMFO's longest running improv ballet. My name is Jen Ziemerfeld.
So far,
yes, you were pristinely on time this morning.
I was on time. I was here before our 8 o'clock start time.
Although, funnily enough, I was here at like 6 minutes early, so I started playing music at like 7:57. So you were relative to me.
So I'm still late.
Yeah, still late. Always.
Just to know that I can be on time and still be late.
Yes, that's right. That you just heard, "Easy to Be Your Lover" by T-Leaf Green. Which is a song I don't love. And before that, you heard Stay in My Corner by The Arcs, which is a song that Brennan recommended to me.
How do you feel about that one?
Love it.
Oh, great.
I have two categories of songs.
Start with the good one.
Yeah.
follow that up with the "That's a good one"?
I think it's good. It just, I don't love it.
You just hate it.
Well, no, and part of the reason I started early because I have to leave at like 8:50 today, so I won't be playing the last song. I still wanted to play three because I have this big playlist that I'm trying to get through by the end of my radio tenure.
Congratulations, I didn't realize you were on the radio tenure track.
That's right. Yeah, so that'll come with a pay raise of $2 an hour, and and that'll be great for me.
You're gonna end up with like
$2. $2 Yeah, for the last hour I'll get $2.
Spend it on one place.
Yeah. Well, okay, Brandon, I guess you're just going to start. Yeah, let's just get into it with our wild and hot guests, Brandon Lee. Feel free to get right up into that microphone that you're sharing. And Caitlin Cry, of course, longtime friend of the show. And Helen Sibilla is also here, a longtime friend of the show. Yeah, it's great to have you back. Wait, Helen, can you do that again? Say that line again. I feel like your mic...
I feel like my mic's not on.
No, it's not. Audible. We're not on the right profile.
Oh, is mine not on either? I kind of thought mine wasn't on.
That could well be. One sec.
It's like, just been John talking to himself
for all six seasons. enter. No, right? Do I not press enter here?
Yeah, you should.
Well...
Yes.
I scrolled to talk show. Oh, is that? Oh, it's. Oh, I have to get out of the thing for it to take effect.
Oh.
Sue. Oh, nope.
Is this?
Okay.
Channel. The loads.
Sorry, folks.
This is our earliest start.
I know.
Maybe ever. And it has gone up in flames. Nobody can even hear me say this.
Oh, I have to... There we go. I just had to turn them off.
Oh, okay. I was just saying how... Oh, there we go.
Wow.
That's nice. Wow. I was just saying how everything had gone up in flames just a moment ago. But the flames went away.
Yeah.
No more flames.
Yeah, we're using those ashes for... a charcoal face mask.
Exactly.
Yes.
And thus the show will be reborn dermatologically.
Health and wellness correspondent Helen Sibilla. All right, now say your opening line again, Helen, one more time.
I'm very glad to be here for the third time this morning and the third time in general, I think. So.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah,
there you go.
Whoa, so true. Yeah. We met Helen decades ago.
Before we were all tenured.
Yeah, we were just part-time lecturers on the radio show.
Yeah, how's everybody doing today? What's are you guys pro good weather?
Yeah.
All right.
A little sweaty, but it's okay.
I'm surprised I woke up.
Like in
just
general?
In general or at this time?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Brandon thought yesterday would be his last.
I'm surprised I will.
Say your prayers.
Myself.
I'm going to be honest. This is the earliest I've been awake since I had jury duty.
Oh, okay. Wait, let's hear about that.
2 weeks ago.
How was it? What was the experience?
Oh, is that when you said, I think you posted about that, right?
Yeah,
that you had to miss your own show?
I did.
All right, let's hear the case. Let's, we're five people. We can
give
be
us all the details.
We can be a mock jury.
All right, so it was a gray morning in the city of Malden.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed up after a long stint on the bus and the orange line.
Oh yeah, it's not
and
close.
And I said, I'm ready to serve. And I walked into that sweet court building, mm-hmm. and I thought, I think this might be what purgatory is like.
Wow.
In a bad way?
Like in an aggressively neutral way.
Have you never been?
No one was speaking
not so
to
far,
each other.
Fingers crossed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, that's so weird.
We had to watch a video, and this man came on the screen. He said, "You know what? Ever since I was 18, I've just been waiting for that jury summons. I've been so excited, and finally, I got it."
Wow.
And I think
should
just have him be the jury every single time because he seems to love it.
That
would be
so
a judge.
Funny.
Are you allowed to talk about the details of the case?
I don't know, but I wasn't on it. I got
booted.
Oh, how
really?
Come? Kicked
off.
Because
why is that?
You're too biased.
I was biased.
In which direction?
I'm not really sure.
Being on the jury.
The lawyers asked me questions, and I said, I don't think I understood. So I think they're like, oh, get a load of this girl. She's got no idea what's going on.
That's incredible.
Fair enough. Brandon, have you guys either been on a jury, Brandon and Caitlin?
I have been asked to be on jury duty twice, and that morning I requested to be a later month.
Very good.
So
how many times can you do that?
I think you can do it up to a year.
I think it's 2 years.
Oh, well, my next day is September 11th, so either I'm going to go or I'm going to put it off again.
Probably you'll put it off,
right?
Yeah,
probably.
A lot of time to decide.
Yeah. Huh.
I've never been on a jury, but if I do get summoned, I'm going to pretend that I'm a racist so I don't have to serve.
That'll work.
Brandon, are you sure you have to pretend?
Gonna have to really flex those acting muscles. I've never been summoned. My mom, I think one time said she was on a fairly interesting case about like property rights and like underground digging or something.
I'm gonna be honest, that sounds not interesting.
Hey, she's my mom, all right?
Were they digging for gold? What were they?
Oh, I can't remember. I wasn't listening.
Oh, okay. Okay. Could have made it interesting.
What, by lying?
Maybe we would have captured our listeners a little bit more by saying, yeah, they were digging for just a full underground basketball
court. Buried treasure case of 2005.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be surprised if some people hope they get jury duty just so they get the big case. Like,
right.
Just because a lot of the big ones are jury cases.
Yeah.
You just go in hoping, hey, maybe.
It's really a square rectangle situation. All the big ones are jury cases.
It's true. And all the other ones are rectangles.
Yeah. Brandon, you look fidgety over there.
No, I'm not.
We were skeptical if our mic works. Does it work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can't hear ourselves.
Also, that's a headphones problem.
Plugged in over there.
A lot of the headphones are busted, but I can see the levels on the mics, and okay. you're good. But that's why I originally stopped talking, because I couldn't see the thing. So, yeah. Don't worry. It's all right.
Oh. Hey, John, can you turn off that siren sound effect?
Might be.
Thanks.
Yep. I just lowered the fader.
Fade it out.
Just lowered the fader. I amazingly don't have a whole hour of material planned out. So
you don't have. Well, are we out of jury stuff? That seems a little soon.
Sure.
No, I mean none of us has been on. Let's talk shorts. Let's talk legs apparel.
Let's talk shorts.
I think it's important.
All right. Let me obviously cue up the Let's Talk Shorts.
Yeah, so I'll just frame this a little bit. You guys know us as a political show.
It's okay.
And so we like to take on the issues of the day. And the issue of today is pants related. So that's kind of the framing of the segment. John's pulling up our theme song, and we're going to hop right into it.
And now, Let's Talk Shorts. Hold on, sorry.
Let's do it one more time.
Take that line again.
Let's Talk Shorts!
Alright.
Welcome to Let's Talk Shorts.
So, Brandon and I, before you guys even got here, we're talking about shorts.
Early days of the show.
Right, because I decided basically last summer that I think I'm done with shorts. I'm just gonna wear pants.
Wow.
For a variety of reasons. One is a sun thing. It's just easier to manage my skin if I'm just covered, which is advantageous to me. But also, I just think I look more kind of tight and put together, as it were. I don't know. There's something about shorts. I was a huge shorts guy in high school. Big cargo shorts all the time.
Okay.
But,
cargo shorts.
Yeah. You have to really. Say what kind of shorts.
Yeah, well, I understand.
There's a taxonomy here.
I understand.
It's true. You don't have to worry about your socks as much if you're wearing pants.
Right. I can get away with not wearing them at all.
Or wearing real big and tall ones.
Yeah, which I like to do anyway.
Tights.
Sure.
Tights? You can go full tights under pair of pants.
Tights under pants in the summer? Please. sign me up. So anyway, that's where I'm at. I'm curious. Brandon, I mean, and I want everyone's shorts opinions. Are the two women in the studio are not wearing?
They're wearing no pants.
They're wearing no pants.
No pants, no shorts, dress.
No problem. but I'm sure you've at least heard of them. So yeah, I just am curious about it. What everybody thinks here. God dang those! Hold on, should we close? You guys talk. I'll close the window.
These are very perceptive mics.
Yeah, they pick up pretty well.
Well,
they're not like perceptive.
Just...
they don't know things about you. That's a PhD.
Real
tiny. Oh, much better. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's gonna get hotter, but.
But hey, I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah.
So yeah, what are people's stances?
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk stances.
I don't know. I like the concept. I like them in theory. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I was walking around and I did see like a whole bunch of people in shorts and I was just kind of like, ugh, forgot that those were a thing.
it kind of seems like in a bad way.
Yeah,
well, I think for a trend right now in guys is like middle ground shorts where like they're not long enough to be like cargo shorts, but they're not like short enough to be like short shorts. They're like somewhere in the middle and they kind of just confuse me.
Mm-hmm. You mean the one, they're like, they end up like,
right, yeah. They're like, yeah. Yeah, 3 or 4 inches above the knee.
Yeah, for the listener. Thank you, Brian.
Not a problem.
Translating my gestures.
Yep.
And like, don't get me wrong, I'm a fan of a pair of short shorts, but when they're in that middle ground, I just don't know what to
do. What's the wrong amount of
thigh
for you?
You're talking about, and you're still within the context of looking at people in them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not myself. I don't really care about the shorts I wear myself.
But you do wear them.
Yeah.
But I don't judge myself.
I get hot.
Yeah, of course I do.
I get hot.
Okay. Ooh, careful.
Oh man,
that was you.
That was me.
Okay. So you're pro them for yourself.
Yeah.
Don't like the current trend in others necessarily.
I'd say so.
Okay. All right. That's a nuanced opinion. I admire that. Okay, Brandon.
To interrupt, but yeah. we gotta know everybody's ideal short length.
Okay.
I think that's part enough. Of it. And you could do it vis-a-vis the knee. I was setting somebody up to make that joke.
Sorry.
I just wasn't sure who's going to do it.
Sorry.
It could be in relation to the knee. It could be in relation to the ankle. It could be...
Hey, it could be in relation to the butt.
Just an inch. Yep.
Barely covering, for example. Would be the main butt thing you could say.
Caitlin,
well,
what's your ideal
short
length?
I would say either 2 inches from the butt or like all the way to the knee. Like don't go in the middle ground. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. You gotta go one or the other.
Wow.
I actually do like the middle ground, so I'm gonna say the middle ground shorts. That's my
favorite. Ooh, this is the hot debate that this show is known for.
But I admire that they can still sit next to each other.
I mean, we didn't know this about each other.
That's true.
I admire how you guys aren't currently punching each other in the face.
This is bipartisanship.
Yeah. Hey, it starts here.
Really reaching across the shorts aisle.
Really shorts to
bit. What? No.
I admire that.
Reached up that thigh.
reach across the aisle and up the thigh. Oh, wow. That's a horrible slogan.
Oh, dear.
Brandon, so you're talking about for yourself, you like the middle ground shorts and on others?
I don't judge it. I'm going to let them wear whatever shorts they want to wear.
Okay.
But for me, I like the middle ground shorts because, like, I have, like, stubby legs because I was a fat kid, so...
So your legs just never
so
got a chance.
It can't be like cargo shorts because then it's gonna look like my leg. It just looks weird. It can't be too short because it's like I don't have enough self confidence for that.
Mm-hmm, I understand that if they're too long, it kind of looks like you're trying to be like baggy.
Yeah.
Some kind of youth. Yeah. I understand. All right, that's fair.
Okay.
Helen,
glad we're talking about it.
$1 billion question. Same question.
All right. So I think this comes down to a couple details. First of all, I think cargo shorts, not as bad as everyone says they are, especially on Avril Lavigne.
Oh, a hot take.
But what's the average Joe consumer supposed to do with that? I mean,
I'm sure. Just trying to get this out there. I know it's sort of an issue of polemics versus practice.
It's fair.
Yeah,
it's fair. But you're saying for those of us who aren't Avril Lavigne.
But for those of us who aren't Avril
Lavigne.
For
me is most of us.
Most of us in the room, at least, yeah.
Yeah. I think it really comes down to people don't know how shorts or pants should fit, but that shows more in a short because there's just like less to go off of. There's less covering it up. For me personally, I like to wear very high-waisted but very short shorts. So it's sort of like a normal length short, but then he like hiked it all the way
uh-huh,
up.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So it turned it into something else. But I think you have to be careful because then you start moving into like the denim diaper area.
Whoa.
That is a phrase I've never heard before.
Yeah, wow.
And I honestly, I'm okay with the mid-length short on guys, because once you start getting to the knee length, like, then it starts going past the knee and you're like, whoa, are these capris? Are these gauchos? What's going on? And I don't really think it's flattering, but I think oftentimes when they get the mid-length shorts, they don't fit right in the hips. Mm-hmm. They have no idea, mm-hmm, which mm-hmm. is why it's best to just go the jorts route. Just
That's
cut
it.
Them off.
Right, that's fair.
Just break out a pair of denim.
I may also be speaking from the experience of a lot of my shorts I got from my brother, who is bigger than me. So I always had weird fitting shorts.
Oh, interesting.
And the shorts I actually got for myself more recently, I did like better.
Oh, wow. So maybe you're opening yourself up to new shorts opportunities.
Because on your radio show, you said you wouldn't wear shorts.
No, I mean, it's true. Pretty much all of last summer, I didn't wear shorts. Helen, you seem to know more about clothes than the rest of us. What do you think is the appeal of the high-waisted short? Because I'm also a big fan. I think high-waisted shorts look great, and I don't know why I think that.
Well,
it's just society told me to.
Maybe society told you to. Also, like when you sit down, there's no spillover. Everything's really contained.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Because you know, the high-waisted shorts, they reach where your natural waist is, whereas everything else is just like in that in between areas,
right, kind of
right.
Hips
sitting
and
on
your
hips.
Waist.
Yeah,
so when you like sit down or move the wrong way, your body really tries to rebel against the constraints. Whereas a high waisted short works with the body, and you can really eat a lot of snacks and sit down and still be fine.
Also, with regular shorts, when you sit down, you run the risk of it going like too far down, and then like your underwear is like higher than your shorts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You get a whale tail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a look, but you have to want it to pull.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a very zen way to describe like it works with your body.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But I think that sounds really true.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of high waisted things. I really don't. I don't buy anything else at this point in
Do
my life.
Do guys wear high waisted things? Or is that
they did in the 70s.
Okay.
And I bring it back.
True. And I think we should bring it back because it's really a question of comfort.
I'm a big fan of the high waist.
I think it looks good. It lengthens the leg.
Yeah. Like when I wear like dress pants, I try and like tuck my shirt in and like.
Yeah, it's a good look. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Hey,
look
you know what they say? Waist, want. As opposed to waist, not want.
Yeah. Positive spin.
Yep.
Brent, do you have anything else to offer to this short?
I just talk about favorite length. I will say for what I'm wearing, kind of. I would say maybe the middle ground of this discussion is 1 to 2 inches above the knee. I think that's usually where I find myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about on others? Do you have a...
And on others, I would say a pretty similar live and let live and wear your darn shorts policy.
All right. Well, this has been talking about...
Wait, was it Let's Talk Shorts? About shorts?
Oh, it was Let's Talk Shorts.
We did.
Wait, why didn't you call it the big short?
Oh, wait, open it up again.
Sorry.
No. Wait, go back.
Okay.
This has been The Big Shorts. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Yeah. Good. Great. Beautiful. I can't stop doing that.
It really bums me out.
Oh, yeah, right? Huge bummer. Well.
I mean, do we want to play a game? Do you guys have anything that you wanted to do?
Did you guys have an agenda? I know you guys just recorded a podcast episode with Brennan.
Yeah.
You know what I found myself being nostalgic for the other day?
What's up?
Was your classic game, Roast, Fry, Boil.
Oh, I would be happy to open that up.
Yeah, do you want to administer a game of Roast, Fry, Boil?
Oh, it'd be my pleasure.
Because I just feel like we only have a few more eps.
A little more RFB?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait, I had some great opening sounds for this at one point.
Okay.
Just do whatever for 2 seconds.
Okay.
Can you teach us the rules of the game?
Oh, well, you can't do that until you open it.
Yeah, what's up?
Brennan, don't check your phone.
I'm going to check it right now.
Don't check it.
I'm going to check it right
check
now.
It,
oh, sorry, I'm checking it.
Whoop. Nobody.
That's what phones
Isha says, My classic game. Excuse me. Hello. Check it now. All of that was in all caps. So, you know, that's an opinion. But Roast Fry or Boil is the name of the game. And it's similar to another game you might be familiar with called FMK. But basically...
You can download this at texashighdef.com. It's bacon.
So the question... Oh, yep.
I thought it was the Rainforest Cafe.
People always think it's rain. Yeah.
It does sound a lot like
rain. That's what they use for rain in movies, right?
Just like bacon?
Really?
I think so. Because, like, people make fake... people make fake sounds to, like, exaggerate.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I forget what that's called. Some of those videos are so cool.
Yeah.
So in any case, this is Isha's game.
Yeah. Yep.
Slash that, a yes. little bit my game.
Brandon, you're right.
No, it was co-created by myself and Isha Patnaik, but the game is we have
one time guest on the show.
Items.
All right, Isha, enough of the commentary.
We have three items.
Oh, is she listening?
And we have to talk about whether Isha. For each one you have to decide whether to roast it, fry it, or boil it. So you don't get to roast two. You have to just pick how they're distributed among your cooking options. So the three items will be bagel, carrot, and potato to start. First round.
Roast.
Yeah, yeah.
Fried. Now, boil or broil?
Boil. That would be beyond the scope of the game. Would be broiling.
Yeah, that I don't even know how we would play that.
What is roasting?
That's close to a broil. Isn't
here,
it?
Actually, yeah. Let me.
Yeah, no. I think broil has to do with the direction the heat is coming is from.
But broil, the heat comes from the top, is sometimes even an open flame.
Yeah, so roasting, prolonged exposure to heat in an oven or over a fire can also mean criticize or reprimand severely.
And that brings a new option onto the table.
Fry means frying specifically means cooking in hot fat or oil, typically in a shallow pan. Boiling, of course,
cooking in water.
Yeah, is heat or be heated. Cook by immersing in boiling water. So you've got cooking in fat, basically cooking just over a heat source, and cooking in water are the three sections here.
So, I'll open it up once more. Roast, fry, boil. Bagel, carrot, potato.
Is the bagel already cooked?
Great question.
Great question.
Bagels boiled?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you guys have to figure it out as a team.
Well, I'm just going to assume it's already cooked.
So boiling it will just make it soggy.
Yeah.
I would say don't assume that... anything's already cooked, because we're talking about ways to cook.
This is a competition. Yep. This is not a collaborative effort. I'm sorry, we should have made that clear.
I did not make that clear.
Completely.
I think I was distracted by Isha claiming co-credit for this.
Yeah. Isha is a on-air critic of ours all the time and texts us her qualms.
Which, by the way, thank you for listening. She's probably our most consistent listener.
Okay, yeah, but all she does, she only listens so she can criticize us.
Wait, how many listeners do you have?
Four, probably.
No, we have like 12.
Hey!
Thirteen.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yeah. Who's all right. Listening to this.
All right. Now we need some answers.
Okay. Roast, fry, boil, bagel, carrot, potato. Helen, you're
only
first.
One of you can be right.
All right.
Let's two of you get it.
So I think I'm gonna go with roasting the bagel, because what is an oven if not a very big toaster?
Okay.
So much wisdom from this one.
What can I say? And then I would fry the carrot.
Okay.
Just to see what happens. Sure. I know that's not the answer you were all expecting.
It's not. I would even say it's the wrong answer.
I don't know. I really only like raw carrots. I actually...
Oh, that's fair. Yeah,
I really eat too many of them. I'm going to be totally honest. It's sort of my vice.
Helen, is it safe to say you crave the crunch?
I do. I crave that carrot crunch.
I just wanted to know if that was safe to say.
I'm like sort of worried that my skin's going to turn orange, literally.
Oh, that's like an actual thing.
Yeah, it's a thing, and I'm worried.
I think it's more yellow.
Yeah.
Just to split hairs.
I was eating a couple pounds a week last semester.
Whoa.
So And then
where boil, do you find them?
Boil the potato, the little grocery store.
Okay, that was the right answer.
In the ground.
Yeah.
All right, well, you got one. Should really you got at least one thing correct. I'm not going to say what it was. All right. The grocery store.
Brandon. Come on, take it.
I know what the right answer is, but I'm gonna
recommend that you go with the right answer.
I'm gonna say boil.
Based on how every competition ever has worked.
Brandon, let the boy express himself.
I'm gonna say boil the bagel.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
And then roast the carrot and fry the potato.
Okay, Caitlin?
Okay, I'm gonna say roast the bagel.
Okay.
Fry the potato and boil the carrot.
Brandon was the only one who got them all right.
Bagels are boiled.
Bagels are boiled and then you bake them. That's how bagels are made.
Well, but you didn't say that we could bake them.
I mean, that's something that you're welcome to assume. Everybody knows you bake french fries after you fry them.
Yeah.
After they've been in your freezer.
Yeah. Because
well, they come from...
Or right now.
We admire everybody's, off-kilter artistic interpretation.
I do appreciate but Brandon was the only one that got them.
Yeah, so that's a point.
But yeah, I do think bagels typically... You boil them up, and then you bake them after that. Hmm. But yeah, the roast carrots thing is interesting because friend of the show Caroline also does not like roasted carrots at all, but she likes raw carrots a lot.
I think roasted carrots are fine, but I really don't like them boiled, and they're just best raw.
I like them in all forms, I'd say.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
if they're seasoned properly.
Yeah, seasoning's
a big thing.
Yeah, I mean sure.
That's
like
a nice raw boiled carrot.
That's a contradiction in itself.
That exists only in heaven.
Little half of it.
Like a boiled carrot with nothing on it.
Oh, that's a plain one.
A plain one.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going
to start sous-viding my carrots. Yeah.
Have you guys seen this show's raw and boiled. Have you ever seen those, like, veggetti things where it makes vegetables into noodles?
I have one.
Veggetti is not what that sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're going to get fined by the FCC.
Tom Wheeler.
Ajit I have pie. One, and I can Ooh, confirm that they're called that.
They're, so. They're called veggetti?
No, they definitely are. I got one from Bed Bath & Beyond.
A veggetti.
Yep. A veggetti.
Ugh, yeah. It's just
like a zucchini in it.
Yep. Make some zoodles.
And what do you get out of it? Oh.
You get zoodles.
there's a whole vocabulary that comes along with it that you have to learn.
Is it on the box or is it like you have to learn it?
You just have to learn it. It's on you. It's really a DIY community around the veggetti community.
we made pasta out of squash one time with Isha.
Okay.
Do you recall that?
Oh, I do actually. Oh, yeah, that was when I had a friend over.
Yes,
I had my MIT flame there.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She raved about Isha that whole rest of the night. She was telling me that Isha was like the perfect human, and I was like, yeah, I guess.
So Isha, if you're listening, ringing endorsement from John.
No. Well, you know, in context.
Sure. The veggetti. Is really interesting. I mean, does everything work? I mean, I feel like some vegetables just wouldn't work well.
Zucchinis, carrots. That's about it.
That's gross.
Interesting.
Cucumber's kind of weird because it's all water.
Yeah, but then you just got stringy cucumber. It just tastes like a cucumber, but stringy.
Have you guys ever...
Do you put sauce over it?
You don't have to.
Wait, so it's not like making it like you wouldn't serve it like pasta. You're just like getting some shredded cuke.
I mean, with the zucchini, you do, but I just
shredded cuke in the veggetti.
I just wanted some shredded cuke.
I'm winking right now.
Helen's glasses just fogged up. And now she's possessed by some demons.
I did sin when I said
true.
God's watching. Yeah, raw boiled carrot.
We got a show chock full of Midwesterners here today, or at least non-coastal elites.
I think. Yeah.
Coastal elites, high five.
The people.
I wouldn't even count Brandon.
The people's
really.
People.
Yeah, I'm
Brandon's
like,
a southerner.
The people's people.
I'm looked down upon by some folk. I think they're better than me.
Well, everybody is by somebody, right? Except, well. I guess that's not true. Have you guys ever bought a zucchini
only to serve it and have your guests say, this is a cucumber, and have you say, oh no, I'm embarrassed.
No.
No.
My gosh.
I've laughed at people for a mistake like that, actually.
Oh, so you're part of the problem.
Yeah, I'm really part of the educated elite in this situation. Oh,
wow.
You're not spreading the knowledge.
No.
Man, oh man. Wait, tell us more about the situation. Jeez, was at the end of the meal, etc.
Yeah.
Isha, shut up. it was after like the first bite. Just I cut up some zucchini, threw it in with my pasta.
Uh-huh.
And then my friend was like, this is a cucumber. And I was like, that's ridiculous. And then I had it and I was like, ooh, maybe though.
Was it?
It totally was. Yeah. I can pretty much always tell the difference now.
That's good.
But so you're saying you're the one who made the mistake?
Oh, big time. Oh,
that's
yeah. Sorry. I thought that was obvious from the get-go.
Do people eat raw zucchini?
I have before.
I didn't know.
From the Veggetti. but I was taught to use it by a raw vegan. And I don't know if any of you have ever eaten an entire raw zucchini before, but I can honestly say that I have.
Amazingly?
Wow. what was that experience like?
So this is,
I have never had so much fiber in my body.
Yeah.
This is coming from someone who eats pounds of carrots.
I was gonna say, this is the same semester.
Was this the same time?
No, this was over the summer that I ate an entire raw zucchini.
Whoa. Yeah. Was it good?
Walk us through
that.
Was it some kind of online video challenge?
No, I was in the real life challenge of staying with a raw vegan in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Okay.
Which is in itself a sort of challenge,
a sort
situation,
of internet as well.
Like who can be the most raw vegan?
Right.
Because I'm not raw
most
vegan
raw
at all.
Vegan.
But like as soon as you throw me in with someone, like might as well be throwing me in the ring.
You're not gonna not try.
Exactly. Like got a beater. And she said, we're all going to make dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, obviously it was. And we each got a zucchini to ourselves. And then we had some sauce on it, which I don't know what was in it.
Raw sauce?
Definitely raw.
Because I was going to say, it seems like the only cooking you could really do is cutting.
Yep. And there was so much cutting. It still took 2 hours to make dinner.
Oh my gosh.
And I do not know how, but...
That's wild.
We made cashew cheese, apparently.
Oh.
Actually, I gotta say, it's good. It's good when you make it on your own. When you buy it from the store, it really tastes like ground cheese.
Oh.
As in, like, cheese from the ground.
Oh, no.
Brandon just made the sound that Caitlin made when she saw everyone in shorts yesterday.
Oh, God.
How does a nut make cheese?
Well, you soak them up, and then you blend them up.
Doesn't that make cashew butter?
And you mix it up.
sort of, but it's
creamier. Don't cook it.
Don't cook it.
Helen, I have two follow-up questions. This is kind of directed at the group as well. So I have... Is the purpose of being a raw vegan to, like, not get the, like, quote-unquote harmful... Well, is there a, like... Is being a raw vegan, like, a health thing? Like, are people intentional about that?
Supposedly.
Okay. I have some scientific qualms
with
that.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah,
I
wonder...
Quite honest.
Right, I feel like you're missing out versus just regular vegan.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, then, my sister is a big... food person, and she's Willy Wonka, and but no, she like she's worked on farms and stuff, and she told me about this phenomenon called vegan vegetables, which is vegetables that are not even grown with any animal fertilizer, and as if that's something.
Does that make them better?
According to the nut jobs who do that, yeah.
Is making animal fertilizer hurting an animal?
No, they're pooping anyway.
Yeah, animal fertilizer is just poop.
Mm. It's just what your food.
That's pretty vegan.
It's what everything just has in it anyway. Yeah.
If you're doing vegan right, you poop a lot.
And you gotta hope that all animals are vegan, if you ask me.
Yeah, I hate when I see an animal. Can I just say this? All animals should be vegan.
I just want a lion to attack just a patch of grass.
A strawberry, at best. Even then, I think that's iffy.
If I see any fur, I just throw red paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if it's attached to an animal. It's
an animal. Something funny that I did, I was vegetarian for 3 years, and during that time, bought a fur coat.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I remember you telling me this.
I might have.
Yeah. What did you feel like it was like a net zero kind of deal, or what was the thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's fair.
That sort of like fair. I earned my way. I made the sacrifice. I reaped the gains.
It's funny because, like, generally, I feel like the animals you get fur from are not the animals you eat. So it,
yeah,
it's kind of two different avenues.
We don't
really
eat mink.
Right. Not anymore.
Minky.
That's even worse. That means they just throw away the meat, right?
I'm sure they ground it up and give it to dogs or something.
Aww. That's what's so cool about cows.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of do a lot of stuff with a lot of parts. But, man, if their fart didn't kill the environment, it sure would be good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right?
Ain't that the truth?
It's so crazy.
The number of cities that will be plummeted into the ocean because of cow farts.
I did see an interesting documentary about, I mean, interesting to me, like about agriculture and like cows versus buffalo, actually, because buffalo are native to North America. When you farm buffalo or whatever, they are way better for the raised buffalo. They're way better for the environment. I don't believe their fart kills the ozone. But also, like, where cows will eat grass down to the root because cows are just going to eat wherever they are.
Oh, right. I've heard that.
Buffalo, maintain the grass themselves. Right. So, like, you don't have to move them around and stuff. Like, it's really interesting. Like, they are supposed to be here.
Right.
And we killed them all.
I love buffalo meat also, though.
I've never had it.
Oh, it's really lean and flavorful.
I've actually had buffalo jerky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is quite good.
Bison.
I've had some bison.
Bison is basically, like, yeah, they're the same thing.
I've had some bison in my day.
Yeah, some Australians came to my elementary school and served us bison burgers.
Huh?
Just one day.
How many of you did they serve bison burgers to?
One day
who were they?
They gathered us all into the cafeteria, and then these Australians talked about bison, and then they're like, for $5 if you want, you can eat a bison burger. I don't know why this happened, but it did.
There you go.
Step right up. Wow, that's such a random little thing.
Do you think that were they trying to make it in America with their bison burger business?
I don't know why they chose Mary.
We came here and killed some of your bison. Wow.
We just thought maybe starting with the kids would be the right answer.
You gotta get them young. Caitlin, strangest middle school visitor.
Oh, okay. So we had a...
I knew there would be a school.
Schools are so weird.
Well, one time there was just a dog running down our hallway and we didn't know what happened. But
that's a visitor.
Probably the weirdest was a football player from the St. Louis Rams came and ripped the St. Louis Rams. Will Witherspoon. He like went on to actually do stuff. But my friend raised her hand and goes, why are you bald? And he was just like, I shaved my head. And then I asked her about it afterwards, and I was like, why did you ask that? She was like, the person in front of me took my question, so I just had to ask something.
No way.
Was it required that you ask?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's incredible.
Zoinks.
Wow, that's
he's
excellent.
Not actually naturally bald. He just chose to shave.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's why she was asking.
That is so funny.
Wow, strange middle school visitors, Helen, Brennan.
We had I can't remember. I think this might have been elementary school.
That's fine.
I honestly don't remember if this was my school or if it was when my sisters were in elementary and I just like also was there. But they did when you're a big brother, you just have to go to all the classes.
Just to make sure everything's okay.
No, but I can't remember if this was like an after school event or if it was when I was in elementary school. But the Harlem Wizards came, which is like a Globetrotters knockoff. So that was pretty cool.
This town ain't big enough.
Yeah. I think they hit different markets. I think the Wizards hit more of the school market.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But
we will take any seventh grade girls team in basketball.
They did some basketball tricks. It was really real fun. Uh-huh. Okay. But yeah, that's also something that I always think is so funny, is that the Globetrotters just always beat the team that they always play.
Right, right.
There's the one team. And yeah, I think some people have done stand-up about that.
Makes sense. Seems like it's ripe for comedy. Yeah.
Ripe for comedy. But
practically falling off the comedy vine. That's so ripe for comedy.
Flying off the comedy vine shelves.
Helen?
What you got? I don't know. See, this felt normal at the time, but okay. I guess in retrospect it was weird. We had a bunch of nuns and monks come visit us.
Okay, okay. Mm. Did you go to a religious school?
I went to a Catholic school.
Okay.
So, which is why
that's the religion, I guess.
It's not that weird.
The nuns and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like, you should really be nuns and monks. And I'm going to be honest, I really think about becoming a nun a lot.
There you go. Did the monks say stuff?
Not all monks are silent, you know.
Yeah.
But some of them are.
No,
it's a squares rectangle situation.
This one wasn't, but he was wearing his outfit.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
Which was cool.
What makes you want to be a nun? What draws you to it?
It's really a low-stress life option. You just, like, you don't have to care about how you look. They cut off all your hair, and then they're like, all right, that's it. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have things anymore.
Just yell at students in the 1950s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of the life. But there's some things about the lifestyle which really keep me back. So
sure.
Mm-hmm. Like what kind of stuff? No high waisted shorts.
Yeah, no high waisted shorts.
Is that the main one?
How am I gonna do my work?
Can you wear them under the habit?
Like probably, but is that a sin? I don't know.
Is that breaking the habit? Got him.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. That is very interesting. No, what do you think about the lifestyle prevents you from doing it?
Well, you take 3 vows.
Yeah, okay. I pretty much knew where this was going.
Yeah?
I think it was.
And
and you said you think vows you don't want to take?
Yeah.
You know the vows. No?
Fair enough. I actually don't
Should
know.
Should we list them? List them for the viewers? Up.
I've never been in them.
All right. Helen, let's do this.
Let's flex this.
Ugh. Vow number one. Celibacy. Big one.
Yep.
The biggie.
The biggie.
The biggie, as it's known in the nun community.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And poverty.
Poverty. Mm-hmm. And
the other one? Obedience.
Oh, yeah, true.
You gotta bow down to the church.
Oh
yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't really like any of those.
Yeah.
There you go.
Brandon, can you change the calendar? That's been bugging the crap out of me.
Welcome to Tuesday, April 11th.
Oh, you broke it. No, just kidding. That's how it works. You rip off a page.
Passover begins.
That's true.
True statement.
There you go.
Passover
Not
begins.
Not for the nuns.
Not for
the
nuns.
Right. Yeah, that's always held me back about the nun lifestyle as well.
Yeah. Understandably.
The lack of Passover.
Yeah.
Wait, John, did you need to leave?
In about 2 seconds, yeah.
Oh, great. Oh. I thought we would talk about it before you left.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Glad to know when you have to head out.
Yeah, yeah. I had a strange visitor in my middle school.
Oh, let's hear it.
Just for the record.
Please.
I don't know if... I think other schools must have done this because ostensibly they were a touring group. Do you guys know about the Young Americans?
No. This sounds
Only
like
David Bowie.
Sounds interesting. Yeah. Likewise.
Okay. Well, maybe they're named after that. It's this group of. I guess I couldn't tell how old they were at the time. I guess now I'd say. Throughout their 20s, like singing group, and they go around, and put on. They like stay at your school for like a week. And put on this show, and like you're in it, but it's
what?
Them too.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wait, so they like produce a show with you? You mean
like
put
just
on a show?
It's basically just like a big singing show, and everyone's singing and dancing. It's like a big singing dance show, but yeah, they like live at your school for like a week, and
what
like for that week, it's like you're doing the Young Americans like full time, basically.
That is very strange. Yeah,
Do
no, I've never even
there?
Heard of that.
They like sleep
at the
with
school?
No, they're. They stay with families.
Oh, really?
But there's a bunch of them. So that must have been quite the accommodation setup.
What? Wow.
Wait, I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, I'm like also curious if they...
a scam.
I mean...
Yeah, to just, live with families some throughout the Midwest. Housing.
I mean, I don't know. I sang the first stanza of Piano Man with this dude with curly locks, so...
Why are they called the Young Americans?
That can you recreate that?
I don't know, Brandon.
It's a broad claim.
Oh, yeah, the Young Americans.
We're the Young Americans.
Performing
no
arts.
No one else.
I guess technically it's a performing arts workshop is what they call it on the website.
But week long?
Yeah, that definitely was a week long.
What were you supposed to be learning in school that week that you just didn't learn?
I mean, I don't know.
They've been around since 1962.
Yeah, that explains why my old music teacher liked him, I guess.
When you said Young Americans, I thought it was just like an alt-right-wing group of like college Republicans.
So before I go, I just have to read you guys this. On their website, there's a tab called Concerts. And I don't know if this is concerts they produce, but let me read you the five concerts they do in order.
Please.
The Magic of Christmas. Ooh. New Kids Show. Oh. Turn It Up SoCal. Tribute and Dinner Theater.
The Big Five.
The Big Five. Those are the types of shows there are.
Oh my goodness.
Tag yourself.
Yeah. So all right, so I need to go to the lab and take care of some business.
Sure.
And
could you just turn the volume up on Ox 2? I'll move over there as well. I'll just move.
That's the Ox 1, so you can just plug in.
Well, great. I'll just plug in on Ox 1.
Yeah, and Major and Sighted show this week is
Friday.
That's my plug. And you know, I don't know. Brandon, Caitlin, keep working on the musical.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just gonna move chairs. Oh, could somebody read a PSA?
Oh shoot.
Whoever wants it.
I gotta do this later today.
Brandon, let's do it together.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
Oh, I love the tandem.
Okay, let's pick one.
Just move it over to the captain.
Yeah, also a plug for my show, which is later today at 4 p.m.
Let's
turn it, and that's on WMFO.
It is on WMFO.
Or are we just doing it at the same time?
We're gonna alternate sentences.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here's a PSA.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States.
Yeah!
While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week.
Yeah,
more
thank
than
you.
10 drinks a day.
Wow, I thought we were going to alternate, and then I realized it was only two sentences.
You can say this part.
Oh, take it away.
Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Whoa. Educational Radio.
This is educational radio?
It's freeform. It's educational. It's whatever you want it to be. That's what makes it freeform.
So there's alcohol inequality in the world.
There you go. The 10%.
I don't know how we change that.
Everybody drinks more.
Besides.
Yeah, just having a big ol' intervention.
More open bars.
Okay, so we got one plug. We got two plugs on the table currently.
Yeah.
One is for today at 4 p.m. Helen's WMFO show. What's the name of your show?
Sweet Corn.
Sweet Corn?
Yep.
Good name.
Thanks.
We have a second plug for, can you give us a teaser about what the theme of the show is going to be this afternoon?
So the theme is in reference to a meme that's going around.
Okay.
SoundCloud versus Bandcamp.
Oh, I've seen that. That's so cool.
Okay.
So we're going to be, we're going to let them duke it out on the show.
Oh, that's great. So keep your ears peeled for that.
Yeah. See who wins.
Friday, we've got Major Undecided's final show of the semester. 9:30 p.m. in Barnum 08. Anybody else? Caitlin, Brennan, you guys got any plugs?
Be on the lookout to listen to our podcast that is not.
Yeah, we have
out
a podcast.
Yet.
That we recorded 3 episodes and haven't released any of them yet.
We don't have a name.
Yeah, we don't have a name yet, but we will soon.
So what's your release plan? Once you get a name, where are you guys gonna distribute? You got a record deal? What are you guys doing?
We got a Facebook.
Okay.
We got a Mixcloud account, I think.
Yeah, we use Mixcloud.
Yeah. That's the plan. We're gonna do some branding, some brandunning.
Hello.
I've been talking to Sean Carter, not Jay-Z, the Boston comedian Sean Carter.
What? No, we haven't. Have you?
Never mind.
Why do you do these deals behind my back?
So a little bit of intro podcast tension happening. So that's gonna be a fun dynamic to follow. Check out the podcast for more on that. All right. I think that is pretty much all we have for today. I'm going to cut to a track, but first, I thank you all for being here.
Yeah.
This will be a great episode. I hope you all in the studio and you all out of the studio enjoy the beautiful weather today, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Oh, and boss, let's see the round, of course.
Bye.
Let me just make sure, yep, it's not playing the track. Okay.
That'll happen?
Sure. So just we got
there?
some quick quiet moments before
this meditation.
Great track. It's
meditation
gonna be so
time.
Good, and then everyone's gonna go great
why,
track.
Why do we wear headphones if we can all just hear each other?
There we go.
Because it's how you know it's playing. I don't know.
Thanks for listening.
Feet do things that they should do. You know what? You're lovely. You know what? You're so lovely. And oh, what you do. to me.